Time to get back into our conversation with Todd at Wilderness Sports in downtown Ishpeming. Continue from our last outdoor report. All right, if you don't mind, I'd like to play a little quiz the gun guy on the air here and just talk about different cartridges and if you're carrying them there or not, because I was just amazed that you had those pheasant loads for me right there in the shop to go out west is what I'm referring to, the North Dakota pheasant loads that you have from Piachi. So,
sure.
So can we just run down a list? You tell me if you have it or not. You ready?
Sure.
All right, let's just start with something simple that can be hard to get. 22 long rifle, rimfire.
Yes.
Okay. And what about 22 shorts?
Yes, we have some limited shorts available.
How about 410?
410, we have a few different lengths. We get the standard, the 2.5s. We have some 3-inch as well in different sizes, the 4s, the 6s.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, let's get a little tougher here. You ready?
Sure.
How about a 28 gauge?
Yes, we have 28 gauge.
Okay, what about 16 gauge?
We have 16 gauge standard lead and steel shot as well.
Oh, you jumped ahead of me. I was going to ask you that. You have 16 gauge steel and what shot number?
16 gauge, yes, number 2 in steel shot, and I have them in Federal, and I also have them in Remington Nitro. Wow. Steel.
Wow. That's fantastic. Okay, let's go to some rifle cartridges. Something very popular here in the UP, 300 Savage.
300 Savage, yes.
What about a 250 Savage?
Yes.
Wow. I can't even stump you. How about 22 Hornet?
Yes.
What about 25-06?
Yes.
260?
Yes.
7mm 08?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to get a little crazy here. 300 Win Short Mag.
300 Win Short Mag. I'm looking because that one I don't know off the top of my head. Yes, I also have 7mm Win Short Mags.
Wow. Both of them. Okay, let's get crazy. I got you on this one. 338 RCM.
338 RCM. No, I have a box of that here.
You do?
Yes. I
okay,
do.
It's time to get really crazy because I'm going to get you here. 375 H&H.
I have some 375 H&H.
Well, who's hunting grizzly bear in the UP?
Oh, not me.
How about this then? If you're going to go that, let's go to 458 Win Mag. In stock, on your shelf?
No, I don't.
Oh, thank you. Finally.
Yeah.
How about, here's another tough one. 257 Weatherby Mag.
I do have a couple of boxes.
That's insane. Anything else that you should have that, I mean, I'm trying to stump you here, but is there any holes in your stock that you can think of off the top of your head that you're trying to get that's tough this year?
There's always stuff that's tough when people want to get brand and weight specific.
Okay.
There's always something available, usually in a specific caliber, but whether or not it's going to be the weight that they're hoping for or the brand name that they're hoping for, that would be the trickiest part.
All right, Todd. Well, I mean, I'm pretty impressed, I got to tell you. That's impressive. So if folks are looking for tough stuff, I'm sure there's a bunch that I haven't mentioned even that you even have there. So thank you so much for your time today, bud.
You're welcome.
We'll catch you again soon. Take care.
All right. Bye.
That was Todd at Wilderness Sports in downtown Ishpeming. And he wins this round of Quiz the Gun Guy. This is the Outdoor Show.